In a recent book, historian Eric Frattini discovered in Vatican archives the Entity, an ultra-secret Vatican espionage unit that has been active for at least the past 500 years. Originally named the Holy Alliance, the espionage branch of the Vatican can be traced back to the papacy of Pope Pius V, who created the organization in 1566, specifically to depose Elizabeth I of England from her throne and to bring England and Scotland back to Catholicism. The Vatican and the Holy Alliance had direct hands in each of the plots against Elizabeth that we have discussed. The banker Ridolfi was himself an agent of the Holy Alliance. From its inception, the Holy Alliance was closely associated with the Society of Jesus, the Jesuit order of Catholic priests, founded by Ignatius Loyola and six of his followers on August 15, 1534. It was not until 1540 that the new religious order, one that would become the symbol of Catholic conspiracy and intrigue in Europe, would gain official recognition from the Vatican. This new religious order was to perform missionary work wherever the Pope felt it was most needed. These Jesuit missionaries would be seen, as historian Jonathan Wright has written, as a direct response to the incursions of Luther and Calvin, created to win back the souls snatched in Europe and to locate new souls in Asia, Africa, and the Americas to balance the spiritual books. The Jesuits were the Vatican's response to the global struggle between Catholics and Protestants. In the religious upheavals that had struck England since 1533, large settlements of refugee Catholics who had fled religious persecution inside England had become hotbeds of Catholic intrigue against Queen Elizabeth all over Europe. It was from this pool of English Catholic refugees that the Vatican drew its fanatical secret agents who were prepared to die for the salvation of England. As we have seen, these Catholic conspirators were driven by the dream of replacing Queen Elizabeth with Mary Stuart, Queen of Scots, who was seen by Catholics as both the rightful heir to the English throne and as the conduit who would return England to Catholicism. Among the most important of all Catholic conspirators was William Allen, once an Oxford student with a promising future in Elizabeth's new reign. When asked by his superiors to swear the oath of allegiance, Allen refused and was therefore forced to leave Oxford University. From there, he traveled to the Low Countries, the countries of the Netherlands, Belgium, and Luxembourg, to find a community of fellow English citizens. In 1562, Allen returned to England to unite fellow Catholics, heading for the miserable abyss of destruction, as he wrote, around the plot to murder Queen Elizabeth. William Allen's seminary college was for many newly ordained priests the stepping stone to the Society of Jesus, the Jesuit order. After graduation from Douai and later Rheims, several newly ordained Catholic priests traveled to Rome and joined the Jesuits. Up until this point, the Jesuit missionaries had not involved themselves in Catholic conspiratorial work in England. The political challenge in England thwarted any attempts to begin legal missionary work. William Allen suggested using his former seminary graduates as the instigators for this new mission. Having come from England originally, these fanatical Jesuit missionaries were ideally suited for the English mission. Edmund Campion was also a former Oxford student who was both known and respected by Queen Elizabeth herself. He would have enjoyed a prosperous future in the Anglican Church if he had not converted to Catholicism, left England to attend Allen's English College in Douai, and joined the Jesuit order. Robert Persons was another Oxford man. He converted to Catholicism at the age of 18, and in 1575, he likewise joined the Jesuits.